Waiting's the name of the game. Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgages. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. And Rich, this morning, there is really only one thing to talk about. Mentioned at the top that we are waiting. What are we waiting on, Rich?
Well, everybody's waiting on rates to come down.
So yesterday, the Fed came out, Jerome Powell came out, gave his quick speech, and then a lot of Q&A after that. And the general gist is that we will wait and see. And so, Rich, there was a little bit of a tone shift, and there was some market reaction to that. So real quick, for anyone not paying attention yesterday, what did Jerome Powell talk about?
Mostly what we expected, right? The Fed fund rate is going to be unchanged at this point. But he did still mention there could be, you know, some cuts this year. So that's good. In fact, the cuts, remember last month, or not even last month, 3 weeks ago, the cuts that were anticipated in June dropped to like 20%. And then now, after yesterday, it's back up to 70% chance. This is the investors and what they're saying the chances are. So that's good news. But again, we're talking about cuts of probably 25 basis points apiece. Not a real big difference in interest rates overall by the end of the year. In fact, Fannie just came out with their projections, and they were at 5.9% by the end of the year, average interest rate. And that's now up to 6.4% interest rate by the end of the year. So listen, they're coming down. The economy continues to grow, Michael. I don't know if did you hear any of the kind of the summary of what he was talking about during the press conference?
Yeah, Rich, obviously he talked about the things that they want to see. What they always say is we need to see sustained evidence that we are on trend to get to 2%. He gave kind of a timeline, like we're not expecting 2% in the next couple months. They're giving a timeline. We want to get there in the next couple of years, even projecting out as far as 2026 and how rates are going to look in this year, next year, and 2026. And so there was a lot of information there about the employment rate coming down just a little bit, and that's a good indicator. Inflation the last 2 months has been up, but he still sees a general trend down, and that's good news, and that's where they want to see things going. And so, Rich, honestly, overall, I felt like his kind of tone was pretty positive in the way that we kind of want to see it, where, hey, things are happening in the way that the Fed wants to see them happen so that rates can come down, albeit very slowly, albeit later than we had hoped originally at the beginning of this year. But in general, I felt like the tone from the Fed was pretty positive. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like Chairman Powell feels like he's winning. Like what they are doing, while it's controversial and everybody's upset and wants to point fingers at what the Fed is doing, what they have done is showing some results. They initially said the quarterly outlook back in December was, you know, unemployment at 3.9%. They amended the next quarter to 4%. So it's going to go up just a skosh. They increased growth to 2.1% from 1.4% just back in December. So the economy is still rocking, you know, while the inflation is coming down, just not at, you know, what we would all like to see. And we all want to see inflation come down just for our kitchen table stuff. But also in our business, we obviously want to see rates come down. So it's happening. It's just not happening as fast as we would all like it. But I feel that based on Powell's comments, they feel confident that what they're doing is working, and they've got receipts for it now. So
I think so, Rich. And it's funny, I was at a softball game for my daughter last night, and, you know, friends know that I'm in the industry, for that I'm talking about these kinds of things. And so they asked me, what do you think about what the Fed said today? And I kind of laughed and I made the comparison to Fed Chair Powell being kind of like a prudent father who really wants to give his kids the gift of lower rates, but he's being prudent now and saying, this is what we want, but I really need to provide you what we need. And what he feels the economy needs right now is to, you know, stay on track to get that inflation down before any of that can happen. In fact, there were several questions about housing specifically and the inflation rates and housing and rents. And he seemed very confident that that was also trending in the right direction, saying that rents and housing were going to be trending down over the next months. And so it really did feel positive. We saw a lot of good things come out of that. The market reacted positively yesterday.
And today. Remember, because sometimes there's a knee-jerk reaction 24 hours later, and it seems that it's holding. So that's great news.
It puts me in a hopeful place, Rich, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I've been in a hopeful place. I'm a sales guy, so I try to stay hopeful all the time. But it's nice to see that there is something. You know, that hope is not a great action plan, but it's always something to fall back on, and now we're starting to see some results of it. So, you know, it's all good stuff. Well, what I really am looking forward to seeing now is the spread between current interest rates and the 10-year treasury to tighten up to its normal 1.5% to 2% spread instead of the 3% spread that we're seeing today. And overall, that'll happen as the Fed fund rate drops and the consumer feels more confident. The investors feel more confident in the treasury. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. And Rich, one thing we didn't talk about really, and we won't spend too much time on it, is that he did also mention that they are going kind of slow the reduction of their portfolio. So overall, that's going to make things a little bit more predictable in our industry, which is just good news all around. Rich, any final words you want to say on what the Fed brought to us yesterday?
I think we got just a small little gift yesterday. We got unchanged rates. We've got their projection that the economy is still going to continue to grow pretty good. In fact, bigger than what they thought in December. And unemployment's going to stay relatively the same through the end of the year. That's what they're anticipating. And that's good news.
It has been good news, Rich. And I think it's really kind of incredible. Obviously, in our industry, it's been a really tough time. But if we look at the economy as a whole, it is pretty incredible that they've been able to achieve the soft landing. Hopefully, things keep playing out. Like you said, it was a small gift, and Christmas hasn't come early, but it does look like Christmas will be good this year. So thanks, Rich, for making us smart on this. Thanks, everybody out there, for watching and listening wherever you are. We appreciate you, and we will see you next time on Today in Mortgages. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.